After hours of dramatic testimony across multiple hearings, here is where the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol landed today, a unanimous vote to subpoena former President Donald Trump.
Mr. Chairman, on this vote, there are 9 ayes and 0 noes.
The resolution is agreed to.
The panel held that vote after a hearing that focused on how Trump continued to push a false narrative that the 2020 election was stolen, even though members say he knew he had lost. They also spoke about what he was doing as his supporters attacked the Capitol. Here's committee member and Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin.
Until approximately 4 p.m., over the next 2 hours and 40 minutes, the president stayed in the White House dining room, attached to the Oval Office, and watched this unprecedented assault take place at the Capitol. We have testimony from several members of the president's White House staff establishing that President Trump refused entreaties from his closest advisors and family members to tell his supporters to stand down and leave the Capitol.
Congressman Adam Schiff of California also said the Secret Service had advance warning that the day was potentially going to turn violent.
The Secret Service had advance information more than 10 days beforehand regarding the Proud Boys' planning for January 6th. We know now, of course, that the Proud Boys and others did lead the assault on our Capitol building.
Committee Vice Chair and Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney said there are still questions about what happened that day, and the American people are entitled to hear answers from former President Trump on what happened.